This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show about 10 months ago. We're talking about Avivagen, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CHEXF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol VIV. And with us today is the president and chairman of the company, CEO, Mr. Kim Anthony. Kim, welcome back to the show. Long time.
Yeah, great to be here. Lots happened.
Well, it has been a while since we last spoke, about 10 months, and I understand a lot has transpired on your side of the fence. So if you would bring myself and my listeners up to speed.
Well, I guess the primary focus has been the continued commercialization of the product. We were a research-driven company up until about 2 years ago, and now we're very much a commercial company. And then specifically in the last 10 months, with our existing customers buying the product, we've more than doubled our volume. And we've received approvals for livestock as a livestock feed additive. You'll recall that the basic product of our company is one where we produce, it's a natural product, but we produce it synthetically, and it replaces antibiotic, the need to feed antibiotics in livestock feed. So this is a very important, very timely product. Our first customers were actually in the Philippines. They have grown their market share in their country dramatically by being able to offer a very effective alternative to antibiotics in feed, and it's more than doubled there. We've started selling into Thailand, into a small amount into China. We received approvals in New Zealand, and I guess most importantly, we completed a self-affirmed GRAS approval process for the United States, and we formed a partnership with a company called CSA Animal Nutrition, which is a very, very good group of sophisticated group of scientists and consultants in the livestock business, so that we are now, over the last couple of months, on a journey to complete trials and acquire customers in the United States.
You know, your main flagship product, if I do recall, was the OxyBeta product. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. That's the active ingredient. And OxyBeta stands for fully oxidized beta carotene. So there's no beta carotene, but we start with that. And the resulting product or polymers that are in it have a wonderful effect on the immune system, a multidimensional effect on the immune system of any animal. And also it is a very powerful anti-inflammatory. So that we just completed a trial in Taiwan again, where by switching away from antibiotics to our product, again, you don't need the antibiotics, you don't need zinc oxide. And this is for swine, for poultry, for cattle, even for fish. You really don't lose anything in terms of growth or performance when you switch away from antibiotics, which is welcome news for most producers.
You recently put out some earnings report. I think in 2018, first quarter, you did $143,000. This quarter, first quarter of 2019, you did $322,000. You doubled it. That being said, where did the revenues come from?
Well, those revenues come from two basic sources. You know, the vast preponderance is livestock sales to livestock feed companies as a feed additive, and our biggest customer is still in the Philippines, although that's changing as time goes on as we acquire more customers in places like Thailand. What happens is that the customer starts to use a small amount, just like in the Philippines. They see how well it works.
Absolutely.
And then they just start increasing their orders. And a small amount of our sales come from our companion animal business. We've got a chew that's sold on Amazon that really is very effective as an anti-inflammatory product for particularly dogs, older dogs. with who have skin problems or hip problems. It works very well. So there's a small amount of revenue coming from that.
That being said, with all the revenues, an increase of a double from what you did 2018 first quarter, what milestones are you looking to achieve, say, the next 6 to 12 months?
The trials that are underway for U.S. customers are key. As we convert those, what I would call confirmatory trials, into sales orders by those customers, and we're talking to some of the biggest players in the U.S., both as livestock producers as well as feed distributors, as soon as we start converting those trials into sales orders, that de-risks the U.S. market. The U.S. market is basically tied with China as the two largest markets in the world, but it is the leader in the world, most sophisticated market. And as that happens, then there's a tremendous halo effect for us, our company, and our stock. So that's, as you see, the next 6 to 12 months, that will be the key thing to focus on.
This Oxy C-Beta product, have you thought about bringing it to a human prospect of letting humans try that?
We've done tests, and we are actually in discussions with some nutraceutical companies. It would not be a drug. It would be a supplement.
Right.
And it is very effective, and it's just a matter of us negotiating the right deal with the right partner. But that's clearly on the horizon.
And the reason why I bring that up, inflammation, I mean, I got my next door neighbor, I got my neighbor across the street. We're all in our late 50s, early 60s, mid 60s. You know, we're complaining about back problems, and we figure that if we could find a healthy product and not an opiate, it would be great, and probably sales would be great for your company. Yes?
It would be, and every chronic disorder brings with it inflammation.
Right.
And so it's very much on the horizon. The livestock side brings us a nearer cash flow. We're very close. When we're talking about milestones, we're very close to getting our approvals in Brazil, which is the third largest market, Mexico, which is close at hand, Malaysia, and a couple of other countries like South Korea that are very close. So the livestock side of the business can generate huge returns for us. In the longer term, a significant value driver will be the human application. There's no question.
My guest today is Ken Anthony. He's the president, CEO, and chairman of Avivagen company. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CHEXF. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol VIV. In closing, is there anything that you'd like to discuss or are we missed? Before I let you go.
Sure. Well, we'll find on our companion animal product, which is a great product, we're not really set up to be a distributor, so you'll see us move that, I think, over the next very short while into a joint venture with a significant distribution platform. So although today it doesn't contribute much, I think in the future, again, over the next 6 to 12 months, you'll see a turnaround in that business.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. The only thing I ask you to wait 10 months to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 40 or 50 days. I'm really interested in what you guys are doing over there in a lot of the countries and how you're helping animals out. I'm very interested, and I think my listeners are too.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.